Now, new homeowners in Portlaoise are becoming increasingly frustrated at the delay in moving into their finished €480,000 houses because of delays connecting the estate to the ESB network. 80 buyers in the Sandwood estate had expected to move into their new homes last spring, but now a December moving in date looks more likely as the ESB needs to upgrade local infrastructure to power the properties. Our reporter Peter O'Connell met some of the homeowners in Portlaoise where work on a neighbouring phase of houses is underway.
The house is fully kitted out. It has carpets, floors, windows, doors, everything you need in a house, but no electricity.
Andrew Dollard is very frustrated. Along with his wife Julie, he has bought one of 80 homes in the Sandwood development in Portlaoise. The houses are completely finished, but delays in connecting them to the ESB network has repeatedly pushed back their moving in date by several months.
We initially started this in 2024. We loved the house. Got the move-in date. This is our first home, our family home, to a point where we don't even really want it anymore. They've taken the good out of buying your first home.
And according to Julie, the delay has had many implications.
We're in a stage of our lives where we want to provide a home to our family. It was exciting for us, and now it's taken all the fun out of it. Just the fact that our mortgage lapses out at the end of the month, like, we have to do all this all over again. We're afraid nearly to get our hopes up because we've just been let down so many times. And the fact that it's been pushed out and pushed out, I mean, even still, we don't really know when the exact date is. So, you know, we're saying October, we're hearing December now. It's soul-destroying, really.
In a statement, ESB Networks said this has been a complex project in a power-constrained area and it was actively working to upgrade the substation needed to connect the homes. Andrew Dollard again.
It's 480,000. We're going to struggle for 30 years to pay this house. I would love for somebody to just be held accountable for what's going on.
Kaushik Mashuram lives and rents in Limerick and is equally keen to move into his new home in Portlaoise. His youngest son is due to start school in September, but will have to start his school years in Limerick.
So luckily, the school in Limerick, we went in and spoke to the principal there, and they said they're happy for them to continue as long as is needed. And then once you get the house there, you could talk to the other school, but that's on you, obviously, you know. But we'll allow you to stay in the school as long as you want, and you can leave mid-year.
Kaushik has recently learned that he should be able to move into his new house in December, but not before he has to reapply for his mortgage.
We recently got from the builder officially saying it could be by December 2025. Now, we all know what happens in December. Possibly it's only 2026 January. If that's the case, I need to reapply for my mortgage. If this keeps extending, I don't know how many times I have to keep applying for mortgages.
Maria McCormack is a Laois-based Sinn Féin senator. She says she first became aware of this issue 2 months ago and she's calling on the Housing Minister James Brown to intervene.
Things just need to speed up. The red tape needs to be cut and Minister Brown just needs to step in here, release whatever funding needs to be released, and these transformers need to be put on site in Portlaoise so these families can get into their houses.
In a statement issued to Morning Ireland, the Department of Housing said that the connection issue was one for ESB Networks to answer. Senator McCormack again.
Hollybrook Developers put in an initial application on the 28th of March 2024. So they had done everything right. They had given plenty of notice and the delay is clearly not on their end. The delay is clearly with ESB and their state and capacity issues. But these are 80 families that are locked out of their houses.
Georgina James is another of the house owners who's impatiently waiting to move into her new home.
I'm renting a house in Portlaoise at the moment, but my tenancy agreement is expiring soon, so we would definitely need a clarity on the handover date.
Jensen Jacob is worried that he'll have to move out of his current rented property before he can move into his new house.
My current landlord is selling my apartment, so it's like I don't have any space by end of this month to live on. And it's like, you know, finding a new rental for short term, that's also going to be impossible. Not when it's going to give me a short term rental.
And back to Andrew Dollard. He's worried that if his house doesn't get access to power soon, dampness and mould will set in.
We can't put the power on. We can't put the heating on. The house can't dry. If it starts raining, snowing, come December, whatever, how do we keep the house dry? And how does the damp stop? How do you keep mould out? So essentially our lovely house that we have now signed a contract for, it's a binding contract, a legal binding document. So we own the house. So even if it comes with mould and stuff like that, I mean, that's absolutely abysmal in my opinion.
Andrew Dollard ending that report by Peter O'Connell. And if you want to hear more about how electricity and water capacity could impact future housing development, you can listen to RTE's Behind the Story podcast, which is available now on the RTE Radio Player or wherever you get your podcasts.